A big night for basketball last night. The LA Lakers beat the Phoenix Suns 103-101 to take a 3-2 series lead in the Western Conference Finals of the NBA playoffs. Probably the closest game we've seen so far between these two. Surprisingly enough, this isn't the biggest story in basketball today. We're going to talk about free agents in just a moment. But first, let's get a look back at this game last night with Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
So if we're thinking about this game, we have to remember last year who was the best team that played against the Los Angeles Lakers when they won their 15th championship. And the team that brought them to the brink were the Houston Rockets. And the star player on the Houston Rockets was Ron Artest. He locked up Kobe Bryant, and he made it very difficult for them to do anything. Well, at the end of the season, Artest had some room. He wanted to go. And the Lakers, thinking like they were the Yankees almost, said, hey, the guy who almost stopped us, let's bring him onto our team. So they pulled him on, and they got their biggest defender, and they put him onto the team. The question was, would Ron Artest blend well and work well with the Lakers? And that actually hadn't been clear throughout the year. And even in this game, a few shots before the game-winning shot, Ron Artest hit two shots that were horrendous.
He even got booed during.
And he was, as you said, he was going to get booed out of the Staples Center. So Ron Artest wasn't sure where he fit in. Well, now he's literally a part of Lakers lore, because after last night, Kobe Bryant misses a shot, very under a second left, and then Ron Artest banks it back in.
Still a fabulous performance from Steve Nash, and the game was so close the whole way that this doesn't necessarily mean the Suns are dead.
Steve Nash had 29 points, he had 11 assists. He was shooting more shots and making more shots than he had made in the entire series and the entire playoffs. He came to play.
Okay, so let's talk about this other thing that everyone is talking about, and that is LeBron James as a free agent. Anyone know where he's going to end up?
I do, actually.
Do you?
I have.
Okay, breaking news.
No. No. The latest we've heard is that Chris Bosh of the Toronto Raptors, who's also a free agent, Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat, who's also a free agent, and Joe Johnson of the Atlanta Hawks, and this is the prime class of the free agents. Those four guys are going to come together and meet. And sometime soon, we don't know where, we don't know when, but they're going to meet to sort of decide the fate. And what they're actually deciding is the fate of the NBA.
They're rich enough to start their own franchise, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're going to start their own team. And then, I mean, what are they discussing?
Well, they're essentially going to discuss where do they want to go? What do they want to do? There's a lot of teams like the Nets and the Knicks who have a lot of cap room space that could take more than one guy. And then there's also teams like the Bulls. And in the case of LeBron James, the Bulls in Cleveland, who he has kind of an affinity for. Now, there was an article in the Chicago Tribune where Dwayne Wade said the Bulls are not loyal to their former players. So the question is, where are these guys going to go where they're also going to be loyal to the guys and also to the future of winning
looking
a championship?
For warm and fuzzy.
Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Thanks so much, Ibrahim.
Thank you. Good morning.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.